One of the newest players in the Vermont healthcare industry has submitted its first budget to state regulators. The nonprofit company is called One Care Vermont, and it wants about $800 million to take care of 137,000 patients next year. It's part of a high-cost experiment in medical reform. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is about to explain, it could change the face of healthcare in Vermont.
One Care Vermont is what's known in healthcare parlance as an accountable care organization. You can think of it as a kind of bureaucratic glue that binds hospitals, doctors, nursing homes, and other providers. And the idea is to get medical costs under control by coming up with more effective treatment models for the individuals they care for.
Our job is really not to be the story and not to set those models, but to create an environment of incentives and support and capabilities that allows these communities and their providers to succeed.
That's Todd Moore, the CEO of OneCare. The 47-employee organization is housed in the third floor of an unremarkable office building in an industrial park in Colchester. It's kept a pretty low profile since it was launched about 2 years ago. But earlier this week, after submitting its 2018 budget request to state regulators, Moore wanted to tell members of the media what he thinks this new venture will mean for the 137,000 patients involved in it.
We want to have a game plan for every single one of them that coordinates a fragmented system and meets their needs.
OneCare includes 8 hospitals, 29 primary care practices, 3 federally qualified health centers, as well as nursing homes and community mental health clinics. The patient population will come from those service areas. And OneCare hopes to change the way those patients are covered by changing the way providers get paid. Mark Detman is the director of the emergency department at Central Vermont Medical Center, which is part of the ACO. Here's how he describes the life of emergency room doctors under the existing payment structure.
They're highly incentivized. See patients, treat them, get them out. Rack up as many charges as you can. In their jargon, they treat them and street them.
Under the accountable care organization, Detman says, that all changes. Doctors and hospitals will be given a lump sum to take care of a population of patients. If they exceed their allotted budget for those patients, then they suffer financial consequences. If they stay under it, though, they reap the rewards. So what's that mean for the patient? Consider the 87-year-old woman that recently arrived at CVMC.
She had pneumonia, she had sepsis, she was going to be admitted to our intensive care unit for days.
The elderly woman lives in a rural hollow on the outskirts of CVMC's coverage area and was found inside her home by neighbors who had heard her dog barking outside. Detman says that under the ACO model, he and his hospital suddenly have a vested stake in minimizing this woman's future health care expenses. And he says it encourages them to treat not only the symptoms that landed her in the ER, but also the circumstances that led up to it.
Her social isolation, her isolation from transportation, her food insecurity. If we don't get that team together right then, we're not going to be able to make a difference in where she is 6 months from now and a year from now.
Mike Fisher is the chief of the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, a consumer protection group funded by the state. Fisher says it's a promising model and one that differs in important ways from past capitation models, wherein hospitals get a lump sum to cover a population. But Fisher says anytime providers have a financial incentive to keep costs down, regulators and consumer advocates need to be vigilant.
We have to keep a really close eye on quality measures, on making sure that there are quality measures in place that measure patient satisfaction.
Todd Moore, the OneCare CEO, says provider compensation under this new model is tied directly to a laundry list of patient health indicators. And he says he thinks hospitals can deliver better outcomes and lower costs at the same time. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.